From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States imposes new sanctions on North Korea, and a UN official says Ebola can be eradicated this year. I'm David Berg reporting from Washington. The United States has imposed new sanctions on North Korea in response to a cyber attack on Sony Pictures Entertainment late last year. U.S. President Barack Obama Friday signed an executive order authorizing the sanctions. The White House says the sanctions will target 3 organizations and 10 individuals and are just a first step in seeking to punish North Korea for numerous provocations, including the cyber attack. The U.S. has had sanctions in place against Pyongyang in relation to the North's nuclear program. This is the first time sanctions have been imposed related directly to cybersecurity. The outgoing head of the U.N. Mission for Ebola Emergency Response says the worst outbreak of the disease can be ended this year. Speaking in Accra, Ghana, Anthony Banbury said significant progress has been made in fighting the disease since he was appointed in September, but the crisis is far from over.
And we're going to do it by working very closely, not just with the governments of the countries, but the communities.
Banbury stressed that reaching 0 Ebola cases is the only acceptable outcome. He said when the UN mission began late last year, there were predictions that as many as 1.4 million people would be infected by the start of 2015, but the number of infected stands at just over 20,000. According to the World Health Organization, more than 7,900 people have died from the disease. This is VOA News. Indonesian search and rescue teams have found 2 large parts of Air Asia Flight 8501, which crashed into the Java Sea last week with 162 people on board. The head of the search and rescue team, Franciscus Bambang Solistio, said Saturday that the 2 objects are about 30 meters underwater and the agency is attempting to get to them with remotely operated vehicles. He said the 2 objects are located close together and that the larger of the 2 objects was about 10 meters by 5 meters. So far, 30 bodies have been recovered from the Airbus A320 Model 200, which disappeared in strong storms about an hour into its flight between Surabaya, Indonesia, and Singapore last Sunday. A ship carrying hundreds of migrants arrived at the southern Italian port of Coriano Calabro on Friday, even after being abandoned by its crew in rough seas. Italian Coast Guard personnel were able to take control of the ship, the Ezzedine, earlier Friday, after being lowered by helicopter onto its deck. Authorities estimate that there are about 450 people on board, including women and children. Most are thought to be Syrians. The Palestinians have submitted documents to the United Nations to join the International Criminal Court, a move that will enable them to seek war crime charges against Israel. The Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour, confirmed the handover of the documents at UN headquarters.
I have delivered the 14 copies of the accession of conventions and treaties in which the state of Palestine has joined.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas signed the documents after the UN Security Council rejected a draft resolution earlier this week that set a 3-year deadline for the establishment of a Palestinian state on lands occupied by Israel after the 1967 war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, that is, has threatened unspecified retaliation for the Palestinians' request to join the ICC. And South Africa says it lost a record number of rhinos to poachers in 2014, continuing an upward trend that could endanger the species. The country's Department of Environmental Affairs reports that by mid-November, more than 1,000 rhinos had been illegally killed, topping the 2013 total. Experts say the final numbers for 2014 could top 1,200. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of Jazz America. Russ Davis here. I'll give you the best of jazz past and present and more of our special feature this week that I call All in the Family, Fathers and Sons. Last hour here on Jazz America, we had a chance to hear from Chris Brubeck and Joshua Redman about the influence of their famous fathers, Dave Brubeck and Dewey Redman. And this hour, we'll be talking to Julian Coryell with Larry Coryell, his famous father, sitting right by his side. And we'll also catch up with young bassist Felix Pastorius as he remembers his father, Jaco Pastorius. Let's begin this hour, though, with a celebration of one of the greats of jazz history who was born right in the beginning of the year 1919. On the 3rd of January, Herbie Nichols, the great pianist and composer, was born in New York City, and that's where he died of cancer, far too young, at the age of 44. He was known as a terrific piano player and also a prolific composer as well, and he created some wonderful work, mostly in the trio setting. I want to give you a 1955 recording that was released in 1956, simply titled The Herbie Nichols Trio, and that trio was fantastic, with Max Roach on the drums and Al McGibbon on the bass. And maybe his most famous song ever, the one that made him famous, was his composition, Lady Sings the Blues, that Billie Holiday, of course, made so very popular. Here's the instrumental version, as we remember Herbie Nichols, born on the 3rd of January in 1919, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Liquid spirit. Clap with me. Unreroute the river, let the damn water feed. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The folk are thirsty, cause a man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind. The water hits in the banks of hard dry land. Clap your hands now. Come on, clap your hands now. Come on, clap your hands now. Come on, clap your hands now. Get ready for the wave. It might strike like a final flood. The people haven't drank in so long. The water won't even make mud. After it comes, it might come with a steady flow. Grab the roots of the tree down by the river till you're stuck in your spirit's flow. Clap your hands now. Come on, clap your hands now. Come on, clap them hands now. Come on, clap your hands now. Well, well. Dip down, take a drink, and fill your water tank. Dip down, take a drink, and fill your water tank. Hey, 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 hey. The river, let the down water feed. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The folk are thirsty, cause a man's a natural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind. The water hit in the face of a hard, dry land. Come on, clap your hands now. Come on, clap your hands now. Hey now, hey now. Come on now, come on now. Come on, clap your hands now. There's some people run away that's thirsty, so let that liquid spirit free. The folk are thirsty because a man's a natural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind. The water gets in the face of a hard, dry land now. Come on, clap your hands now. Come on, clap your hands now. Hey now, hey now, hey now. Come on now.
Sensational vocalists to emerge in jazz, and a multi-Grammy Award winner, too, just in the last couple of years. Gregory Porter, tapping into the gospel spirit and blending that with jazz with a live performance from the 2013 Detroit Jazz Festival of his song Liquid Spirit. That's a title cut from his debut album, a live version of that song, of course. This is Russ Davis, and it was at the Detroit Jazz Festival that I had a chance to go backstage and spend some time before their performance together with Julian Coryell and his famous father, the great guitarist, Larry Coryell. I'm going to share some of that conversation with you now, and we'll follow that with some music that features Larry and his two talented sons, Julian and Morale, from the album simply titled The Coryells, here on VOA's Jazz America. One time I was interviewing Ellis, Marsalis, and Winton, and I asked them this question. I'm going to do the same with you guys right now. Larry, I would like for you to look at your son here and tell me what you think about his style. How do you characterize his style of playing?
Your style is like mine, only you play better than I do.
And vice versa, Julian. Look at your dad and give me some thoughts about what it's like when you listen to him play.
The Thomas Edison of guitar. That's it, man. Nothing more to say.
Well, what are we going to hear tonight in Detroit when you guys take the stage together?
Some originals, The Dragon Gate, Spaces Revisited. We're going to play some...
Brubeck tonight, maybe?
Maybe. We'll play something by Dave Brubeck, quite possibly. We're going to play Limehouse Blues as a duet.
Yes.
I'm going to play a ballad, a solo ballad for Tracy, and I'll also do my very strange arrangement of the bolero as a solo.
Oh, lovely.
I don't think maybe you could work up Zimbabwe, like, really quickly. What do you think?
Piece of cake. Not a problem. you remember that? Yeah.
I'd love that, too.
You know, it's funny. I teach guitar, and students will come to me, and if that's one of the songs, you know, I'll say, all right, we're starting your lesson. What would you like to learn? And so many of them, they go, hey, man, let's learn Zimbabwe. They still love that song, man, after all these
years. It's got a spirit about it.
Yeah. I did not know that. I wrote that when I was on tour with James Taylor.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a cool acoustic shuffle, was it not? Zimbabwe from the album The Coryells. What a guitar-playing family. And here are a couple of musicians who are almost like brothers in the same family, Hank Jones and Frank Wes. Hank Jones passed away in 2010 and Frank Wes in 2013. And if he were around today, Mr. Wes would be celebrating a birthday on the 4th of January. He was born in 1922. Here's a cut from the album Hank and Frank, as these two award-winning musicians got together in 2003 to record some of their favorite songs. Among them, the Frank Wes composition entitled Sarah's Song. And here it is on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Thank you. Swinging with Hank and Frank. It doesn't get much better than that, does it? Hank Jones and Frank Wess with Mr. Wess's composition Sarah's Song from the album Hank and Frank here on VOA's Jazz America. We'll get back to one more segment of today's special All in the Family, Fathers and Sons in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's JazzAmerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. JazzAmerica@voanews.com. And here's a message that I've received from Vienna, Austria, and it reads as follows. In my young days, I heard Music USA with Willis Conover at Voice of America on shortwave. I hope you and your family have a wonderful new year. Best regards, Manfred Kramlinger. Well, Manfred, thank you very much. Great to hear from someone listening to Jazz America in Vienna, Austria, the homeland of Mozart and the hometown of Joe Zawinul. And he's going to be a prominent member of the people involved in this coming set of music here on VOA's Jazz America. I think I'll play a song for you that he wrote and became famous for while he was working with Cannonball Adderley. Here's a new version of the classic song Mercy, 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 sung by one of my personal favorite female vocalists in jazz, Jackie Allen, from her latest release entitled My Favorite Color. Just for you, Manfred Kramlinger, listening to Jazz America in Vienna, Austria.
So fine, like one of those fellas right out of a storybook. But he's got something much greater than gold. There's something about that guy, he's got so much soul. He's got the kind of love, kissing, hugging. Sure, he's mellow, glad that he's my fellow. And he knocks me off my feet. On life, all the ladies
testify that my guy, he looks so good. He looks so fine. Gives back sight to the blind. And if he ever leaves me, I would surely lose my mind. The kind of loving, kissing and hugging, sure he's mellow. Me on my feet, have mercy on me. Yes, he knocks me on my feet, have mercy on me. Yes, he knocks me on my feet, have mercy on me. Yes, he knocks me on my feet, have mercy on me. Got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging, have mercy on me.
from their breakthrough album, Heavy Weather. Weather Report, Joe Zawinul, Wayne Shorter, and Jaco Pastorius. Jaco on the bass, and he wrote that song too, as a matter of fact. And I remember Christian McBride, the great bassist, telling me that Jaco Pastorius was underrated as a bassist and as a composer, and he felt like if you really wanted to know how magical Jaco was as a player of the bass, you needed to listen to his lead on the song Havona, the song you just heard. So I hope you really enjoyed Jaco Pastorius and his unique bass style as you listen to that song. Now, he, of course, is the late great father of Felix Pastorius, who is now a member of the band known as the Yellow Jackets and leads his own band as well. While leading his own band at the Montreal Jazz Festival last year, I had a chance to speak with him about his famous father. Here's some of that conversation now, and we'll follow that with some of Felix Pastorius' work with the Yellow Jackets. I want to talk to you a little bit about the effects of your dad, mm-hmm. if you don't mind. I know you've been asked this a million times, but I've never asked you. Okay, this is the second time today.
Yes,
I've spoken recently to the guitarist Steve Kahn. His father was Sammy Kahn, wrote right. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. He was talking about how, you know, Frank Sinatra would be hanging around the house, you know, walking in the right. door. I was talking to Arturo O'Farrell mm-hmm. about his father, mm-hmm. Chico, and here's Tito Puente walking in through the back door. Hey, Mr. Puente, you know, that kind of thing. Growing up around your house, you know, who was hanging out that might be an interesting story for us? Anything like that? Well, I know you grew up in Florida, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Florida. You know, when my father was still around, I was quite young. So some of the people that were hanging around in the house, I wasn't totally, conscious yet, maybe. I mean, I was obviously alive, but I don't remember anything that was going on back then.
Gotcha.
I know there was one time my mother was not too enthusiastic about a serious hang that was going on in our living room between my dad and if you want me to stay, what's his name?
Sly.
Sly, right? Yeah.
Sly Stone.
Sly Stone, yeah. And she was not very happy with that. So, actually, if you want me to stay, that's pretty funny that that's the first song, because she did not want anyone staying in the house at that moment right then, because they were hanging pretty hard.
But, okay.
There were definitely a group of artists coming and going. When I was growing up, we had Bobby Thomas Jr., the percussionist, lived with us for a little while too, I grew up around these guys, but because my father passed at such a young age, they weren't hanging around the house too much. After that, we would go out. We had the opportunity to go see a lot of music and meet people and walk in through the back door of concerts and be hanging with different people. But in terms of at the house, it changed quite drastically after he passed away.
Thank you.
That's the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra, with a wonderful tradition established years ago by Thad Jones and Mel Lewis, carrying on their tradition with some Grammy-nominated work that I just didn't have time to fit into our special last week on Jazz America, the jazz nominees for the 57th Grammy Awards. From Overtime, music of Bob Brookmeyer, the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra with the song The Big Time. And preceding that, a song written by Bob Mincer titled I Knew His Father, dedicated to Jaco Pastorius and celebrating the addition of Felix Pastorius as a member of the Yellow Jackets. That was from the Yellow Jackets' latest release, Rise in the Road. Now, let's close out this edition of the program with a celebration of one more jazz birthday. Born on the 4th of January in 1942, he'll turn 73 on the 4th of January. Here's guitarist John McLaughlin on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Thank you. the great John McLaughlin, known as one of the masters of electric jazz, jazz fusion, turning to the straight-ahead world with his version of Duke Ellington's classic Take the Coal Train with the help of Elvin Jones and Joey DeFrancesco from the album After the Rain. Happy birthday, John McLaughlin. Next week on Jazz America, join me for a salute to Billie Holiday as two of the current jazz vocal greats, Dee Dee Bridgewater and Nina Freelon, who both created major works in celebration of Billie Holiday, share their thoughts about the life and career of the great singer and their music, of course. This is Russ Davis. Thanks for joining me. Join me for a celebration of Billie Holiday next week on Jazz America.